The Windfell Family Secrets by Diane Allen. Read by Anne Dover. Chapter 1. Windfell Manor, 1882. A warm summer's breeze played gently with the copper beech leaves as the carriages drew up beneath the spreading boughs of the mighty trees that lined the driveway to Windfell Manor. Soft music from the quartet that was playing inside the immaculate walled garden pleased the ears of the guests as they ascended the steps to the most prestigious house in the district of Ribblesdale, which lay in the furthest reaches of North Yorkshire. The day was one of celebration, especially for the Atkinson family, with Isabel turning 21. Charlotte, her mother, leaned over the banister that swept down into the marble-floored hallway of Windfell Manor. She'd hesitated on her way down to the celebration, as her eyes filled with tears when she heard the laughter and love that were being shown to her most precious daughter. The manor, she knew, was filled with well-wishers and would-be suitors for one of the most eligible young ladies in the Dales, old friends and new, as well as those with influence within local society, mingled and enjoyed the luxury of the manor and its surroundings. All for her Isabel, the birthday girl, who had grown into a beautiful young woman, with jet-black hair and eyes as blue as the forget-me-nots that flowered profusely in the gardens outside. Her hair was the only telltale sign of her true parentage, the only visible aspect of the long-dead cad who'd been her true father, Joseph Dawson. Charlotte fought back the tears as she remembered the year Isabel came into the world, the horrendous murder that Isabel's father had committed, and her own fight to save Ferndale Mill, and with it, the realization of how dependent married women were upon their husbands. It had meant that she had to grow up quickly and become independent in her own right, fighting to keep her position as mistress of Windfell and owner of Crummock Farm. Unlike her daughter, who up to the present had led a privileged life, not wanting for anything.
Hey, what's this? Tears on our Isabel's birthday? I'll not have that.
Archie closed their bedroom door and put his arm around the woman he loved.
Listen to all that giggling and cavorting. There's no need for tears today, my love.
I'm sorry. I was just remembering when she was born and how life was such a struggle back then. I didn't know if I would last from one day to the next.
Charlotte smiled weakly at Archie, her rock through all the years of despair.
And then you married me, and you've never looked back since.
Archie squeezed her tightly to him and kissed her on the cheek.
You mean I married you and got another worry?
Charlotte smiled as she wiped away the tears, for it had been the best thing she'd done in her life, despite her teasing words.
Where's Danny? Is he downstairs already?
Downstairs and out in the garden with that lass from over at Lancliffe.
I watched them out of the bedroom window, holding hands and giggling as they ran to the seat under the beech tree.
He takes after his father, does that one. Knows how to catch a lady's eye.
Archie grinned.
Oh, which lass from up Lancliffe? Charlotte sighed.
It was true that Danny was a devil for the women. And he'd inherited Archie's mop of blonde hair, and his wicked smile made all the young women titter and giggle at the slightest glance from him.
Here, come and have a look at her. You'll know her name once you see her. I can't think who she is. I think they farm up at High Windskill.
Archie opened their bedroom door and urged Charlotte to look out of the window to view the courting couple. She pulled back the heavy drape of their bedroom curtains and sneaked a look at the pair sitting on the metal seat that encircled one of the beech trees in the immaculate gardens of the manor.
It is the lass from High Windskill. The family are called Armstrong, aren't they? She's the youngest, Harriet. Her older sister got married last year to one of the Warburtons over in Lancashire. I remember because it was a big wedding, and her mother was bragging all over Settle about how well her daughter had done to catch one of the Warburton lads, as everyone knows they aren't short of a bob or two.
You don't think she's after Danny for his money?
I wouldn't put it past her if she takes after her mother.
Now